Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Catch with John Fisher on Blog Talk Radio, connecting life to faith.
World is trying to get it together, trying to help their fellow man, hoping we can make it.
Yeah. Well, as you know, if you listen at all here to us every week on Blog Talk Radio, you know that we believe we can, and that's why we're here. But it's really not, as I say, I must say it over and over again, that we won't do anything, but the Holy Spirit and God Himself will do everything. Through us, like our good friend Ray Steadman used to always say, everything from God and nothing from us, except to show up. And that's a big deal sometimes. Let's not make light of that, because sometimes to show up means to show up to an impossible situation. We've been looking at that lately in the story of Nehemiah, and God loves impossible situations because he can then prove that it's him, that he's the one who is seeing us through these kinds of things. And we can prove to ourselves that it is not us, but it is Christ in us. So this is going to be an interesting episode tonight, because we have our good friend Doug Stevens back with us, and we've had him a number of times before, and I know many of you have come to love his insights and his comments and his gifts. Doug is the only way to say it, I can say it, is that he's a pastor, but he is a global Christian and has a connection with people and what God is doing all over the world. And so that's why we love having him on, because, you know, that's one of our great themes is how does faith fit in to the world, the real world around us? And so today we're going to talk about I don't know what it is. I guess I was going to say podcast, but it's not. It's a video that he's putting together with he just told me probably over 50 people he has in line for people who have literally, he knows their stories. They've been through impossible situations. And so he's calling this whole thing Hello Darkness. I love that. Simon and Garfunkel, I think, of the guys. Hello, Darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. So Doug is going to talk to us about, I won't talk to this anymore. I'm using up his time. Please welcome back to Blog Talk Radio, The Catch, our good friend Doug Stevens. Welcome, Doug.
Hey, John. Thanks for the introduction. Yeah, if all I got to do is show up, I am ready, brother.
Okay, that's it.
I'm here.
That's it, because God shows up every time we show up. So
I'm counting on it.
So tell us now, tell us about Hello Darkness and where it's come from. And I understand you got a few interviews under your belt. So let us get into this. What are you learning, and what are you hoping to do with these interviews?
Well, I call it Hello Darkness, Stories That Transform. And, it is inspired by that classic rock song, because I think the question is, the challenge is, are we willing to face it? Are we willing to name the darkness that we're experiencing or that seems to be threatening us or that somebody else along nearby is going through? And do we have the courage to? Are we going to find the wisdom we need? Because I think there's a lot of other things we can do. We can run away from these problems. We can deny. We can rage against them. We can try to ignore them. But I think facing them ultimately is the right call. And we do need all the help because sometimes it does seem, as you say, impossible.
Yeah. Yeah. What led you to come up with this, produce this show?
Well, over a lifetime of ministry, you know, I've run into a lot of people who have gone through, well, they're walking through the valley of the shadow. And there are times, of course, I have no idea of what I can say or what I can do to relieve their pain or answer their questions. So I learned by doing it, and I've learned a lot by going on this journey with other people. And of course, there have been times when that darkness has overwhelmed me as well, because I'm in this, you know, human saga along with the rest of us. So I've, you know, and as you read scripture, it doesn't hold back. It isn't all light and sunshine. There's a lot of dark places and very difficult trials people go through and life-threatening experiences. And so I learned to become, we've got to be realistic about this. Sometimes we've painted over it and we, you know, produced a picture of the Christian life or the spiritual journey as something we can master. And pretty soon it gets easy and we're guaranteed, you know, all the pleasures that we seek. It's not like that at all. It's much deeper. It's much more profound. It's much more engaging, and ultimately there is joy alongside the pain if we search for it and find out that God keeps his promises. So we're facing the darkness as best we can in these short interviews. When I say short, they're 30 to 40 minutes long. They could go a lot longer, but I want to hold people's interest and maybe whet their appetite to plunge in and go deeper to discover really what the answers might be, what the resources might be, where the comfort might come from.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Do you know of anything else out there like this?
Well, there must be. I mean, Dr. Phil and other people, you know, interview some people who have gone through a lot. Obviously, at a human level, you know, it's engaging. But then when you start to look for supernatural answers in the midst of this, you know, does God really intervene in our world? Can we really count on him? What does that look like, especially when you're waiting so long? How long, oh Lord? It's a question that comes up not only in scripture, but in our own lives. So, and I've been in places around the world almost accidentally where it has been very dark. Right now we have a mission in Ukraine, and this is 2024. It's gotten really, really hard there for a lot of reasons. And the war continues, and we're going to be going back. And our mission in Haiti, we've had to suspend that because we can't go there. It's a failed state. Mm-hmm. It's not safe. We stay in touch with our friends there, and they are, you know, powering through this with the help of the Holy Spirit, as you say, the only way to do that. And I've been, you know, other places, Cambodia, Colombia, Bosnia, Israel, Palestine. You know, I've seen firsthand, you know, how hard it is. I've heard the stories, and so have you. Many of us have, but to see it up close and personal, and to feel the despair at times, and to feel the horror even, and then imagine, you know, and a single, you know, a quote of a Bible verse by itself may not do it. We got to go deeper into it, and so it's taking me deeper into prayer, taking me deeper into counseling, taking me deeper into the prophetic in terms of you know, how Israel wandered through the darkest of times and somehow found their way through with God's help. Anyway, all of that has led me to think through how this might be helpful to us today.
Fantastic. Now, you shared with me that you just started. How many people have you interviewed so far?
I've I've done 6 interviews so far, January, February, now into March. And my goal is to do, well, what you're doing is to do one a week if I can. I'm doing a little bit of traveling, so that's going to be challenging. But I so far, the 6 that I've done are really all over the map, from somebody who was homeless to somebody who dove into a deep depression. It was a complete shock to everybody because it wasn't their personality, and they were never going to come out of it. And yet somehow miraculously they did. Somebody who grew up as a black man in Mississippi and experienced the full force of racism. Somebody who is started off on a career and had all these wild dreams and continually was denied the opportunities, and finally improbably became an astronaut and flew off into space. So all of these stories are fascinating. And they're all faith-related for sure in strange and wonderful ways.
Wow. Wow.
Lots of drama.
Yeah, I guess so. Is there anything you can say out of 6? Now, that's not a lot, but any things that are standing out that keep coming up over and over again? Or you know what I'm asking. What have you learned so far from these people?
Well, I'm even more convinced now that honestly, you know, facing a topic, a subject, a dilemma, a nightmare, and talking about it and processing it and doing it in a dialogue, and spending time really reflecting on how the promises of God intersect with our pain is extremely helpful, is great therapy, is a pathway to deeper discoveries that maybe we wouldn't have ever come across in any other way unless we took this path. So, for example, I just recently talked to somebody whose adult son committed suicide. And this is still fresh. It's only 4 months ago that this happened, 5 months ago that this happened. And his willingness to get drop-dead honest about this experience as a father who lost his cherished son, and, you know, what led up to that and what it was like going through that and how he's, you know, somehow navigating this impossible dilemma that nobody would ever want to go through. He's become a real source of encouragement to a lot of people who are already, you know, giving me feedback as to how much this was helpful, hearing from this stranger who in such a mature and powerful and honest way, you know, is talking about the worst that could happen.
Yeah. Now we're talking about ordinary people here, aren't we? We're not talking about pastors and folks like that necessarily.
No, we're talking about real people, ordinary people, not professional Christian leaders in most cases.
Yeah.
But, like the rest of us, you know, going through this human experience called life and along the way facing huge, huge challenges.
They haven't written their book yet.
Nobody has written the book. Some are doing some writing, some reflecting, and even, you know, some just their own reflections and sending them out to friends. But I want to make sure it goes wide because God is doing more than we know. It doesn't always make the headlines, but if you really and find out where he is and where he's at work, we need to hear these stories. It's the stories that really ultimately move us and prove the reality of our trust in him.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Any surprises so far? Things you maybe weren't expecting?
Well, I knew it was going to be hard. One of the things I realized is how we respond to someone who's in pain or walking through the valley is really significant. And there's just so many ways we can, end up, you know, trying to comfort somebody with cliches, you know, with, you know, kind of a quick comfort and which is almost a brush off at times. I realize that sometimes I have to kind of go quiet or I have to keep asking a question to go to go deeper if they're willing to, and they are willing to. I'm surprised by how much they are willing to delve into the depths of this tragedy, and they're mining the insights. They're mining it for the blessings of God that are hidden there, and they're not ashamed to weep as they tell their stories, or get angry as they tell their stories. Wow. All the emotions are there, and I have to kind of both stay out of the way and then try to curate it a bit by, you know, enhancing what they've just said to make sure people have heard it, while being sensitive to what they're willing to say and what they're not yet ready to say. So it's the challenge of walking alongside people. I don't want to be Job's friends. You know, they were in there with the answers.
Right.
And the answers came way too soon, and they were off base anyway. You can't really understand someone else's experience from the inside. So, quit pretending that you're the master here.
That's so true. Wow. Are most of these people speaking from the other side of the darkness? Are some of them in the darkness as you talk to them?
Most of them are speaking, they're looking back, and they've learned a lot, and they're sharing their lessons with the rest of us. In the next 1 or 2 weeks, I'm going to be talking to a young lady in her 30s, husband and 3 children, with terminal cancer. And there's no light at the end of the tunnel, except for literally the promises of God about life and life eternal. Of course, she knows his presence. We had a chance to meet last week. I was in California last week. I live in Austin, Texas. I was in California last week, and my wife and I got a chance to sit down with her and her husband. I'd never met her before. I know her parents, but I had not met her. And it was a sacred moment, and it was rich, and it was hard to sit and both to watch her and to watch him as he stands by helpless while his wife, you know, is fading, although she's fighting. She's fighting and she's fading. You know, there's a lot of, sort of conflict in the sense of you don't quite know where this is going. And that is the greatest test of faith when you're in the middle of it. That's kind of what you're hinting at, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a pleasure it's a privilege to talk to somebody in the middle of it.
Right.
It just feels like such a delicate moment. And the desperate need for God in that moment, even while we're in our conversation, for this person and for me, while we're connecting on this difficult topic, whatever we're focused on at that moment, and even as the pain is felt by the person as they're speaking. So, there's a lot to that.
There's something maybe you could. I'm trying to think of what you could teach us all. I think I've admired about your ministry is that you're a sensitive person, and I think. I think people realize that, and they are maybe they are more inclined to open up to you than they would to someone else. I don't know about that. I'm just guessing.
I hope that's true. Sometimes I'm a complete idiot. You know, I'm as dull as a doorknob in terms of what's really happening right in front of me. But hopefully I am learning, and I've been given lots of great experience. I feel very privileged that way. An embarrassment of riches in terms of the relationships I have in so many different places, including around the world, with people who have experienced things I can't even imagine. But I'm gleaning from them. I'm taking it from them, and I'm learning more about God in the process myself through their experience and their witness.
I'm thinking, you know, if you have 50 people that have all experienced walking in through the darkness in some real way, I don't think there are many people who can say that. And so I'm wondering, how is that, how has that happened? How have you been able to find these people? Or I'm sure it's a very natural thing, but maybe are there some pointers you can give us on how to allow people to be more open with their lives in relationships?
Well, I will say this respectfully to anybody who's listening. If you don't know that many people who are in trouble, who have experienced trouble, you're not paying attention because they're all around us. And we happen to be living through a rather dark time in many ways.
Yeah.
I mean, COVID was part of that. The wars going on around the world are part of that. Mental illness is a part of that. Broken relationships is a part of that. You know, physical ailments, conflict, intertribal conflict. There's a lot going on that's very, very difficult. Now, it's easy to ignore that because I'm myopic and I'm narcissistic and I just, you know, I'm watching out for myself. And I'm speaking about myself because at times I'm like that, but the rest of us are subject to those temptations as well, those inclinations. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're judgmental. You know, what's wrong with them? Why did they let themselves get into this place? Sometimes we simply defer. Well, go talk to the pastor. Go talk to the expert about this. We don't really have confidence that we have anything to offer, but we do. We have our own experience to offer. Some of us just aren't interested enough. We're not hungry enough. We don't know that we're missing finding out about what God is doing in people's lives that do relate to us. And yes, we do have gifts that we can give. So there's a lot of reasons why we sort of are not paying attention as we're, you know, walking through whatever journey we're on. And we're anxious enough that other people's pain makes us uncomfortable. So we look away. We look away.
Wow.
But there's such a strong emphasis on the role of suffering in our lives in Scripture, whether Old or New Testament, and what God is doing in the midst of that suffering. I mean, he's doing some of his greatest work in the darkest of places. At the center of our faith is a cross. It's the very symbol of the worst kind of suffering, and there's so much going on there. And, you know, we wear the jewelry, but we would have looked away. We would have run away like the disciples did if we would have been there, most of us, most of the time. And that's, you know, we miss out, and God is not using us to the way that he desires to if we're not willing to go into the valley. You know, Jesus talks about, you know, the church. He's building his church, and the gates of hell, you know, will not prevail. Well, gates are not, they're not offensive. They're not attacking us. They're defensive measures to keep us out. We're supposed to be gate-crashing Christians. We're supposed to be going there. We're supposed to be paying attention there, believing that God goes with us and is providing, you know, showing us the way and giving us the strength. And we sometimes, you know, are afraid we're going to get lost in that darkness, but he continues to guide us one step at a time, you know, by his word, by his spirit, and together with others, you know, in our company, where we're going to actually discover how he is at work, and he's going to use us. I mean, that's miraculous. He could use me. That's amazing. I don't believe it until I discover it by experience.
Wow.
How do we keep from, you mentioned earlier, you know, the scripture verse answer or the, you know, the easy answer that's supposed to solve the problem when people are really hurting. How do we come alongside and be genuine without, you know, without just spouting easy answers, if you know what I mean?
Well, there's an art form, and at the heart of it is empathy, which requires great listening, and it requires stilling my own judgment or my own anxiety or my own sort of impulse to compulsively, you know, tell you the answer that that I hypothetically think might apply, that even, you know, I have no idea what I'm talking about. It's all theory. I think the scripture has to become more than theory. I think, again, we have to walk this faith. And as we're walking it, you know, things will come. We will learn. We will have some wisdom to share at some point. But when they're ready, when they're open, and when we've earned the right, it's always about that. And, you know, there's just a lot of prayer and a lot of sensitivity that has to be developed to know how and when that time is. And just our presence there and our interest there is a gift. We have to start there. And then we have to trust that the Spirit is moving, the Spirit is leading. And I'm not the only agent here that God has. He has other people. So I have a role to play. I don't think I know what that is until I immerse myself in it.
Do you, are you ever conscious of holding back purposely? You know what I mean? Holding back.
Sure.
From an answer or to try and solve something.
Yeah, well, I love to solve problems, so I do have to hold back until I really get the lay of the land here. What is really happening here? What's going on deep inside? And do I have any connection yet, you know, spiritually, emotionally, experientially with what this person's saying? If I don't, I probably have very little to share, but I can still be there to learn from them. I can learn from them. It's not just them learning from me. I've gained so much by being with people who are going through the struggle, especially if they're doing it with great integrity and great courage. I want to be around people like that. In fact, the people I really admire have all suffered in some way or another. If they're just on top of the world and they're dancing, and they've never stumbled, they've never been wounded, I'm not sure that they yet have the wisdom beyond what is surface knowledge, just like I need to get, you know, go down deeper into this to get that wisdom. So,
How would we?
Yeah.
And
I want to know, you know, John. Let me just say that I don't want to quote a, you know, sort of proof texting kind of thing. I want to know the whole sense of the Bible. What is the Bible altogether? What is God's word altogether? I want a big picture here. Altogether of what it's saying on a particular topic. Otherwise, you can kind of get one-dimensional here. I want to go three-dimensional, four-dimensional. I want to, and then I want to make sure that I am living through this, not just talking about this. And that's where a lot of talking heads, a lot of us pastors and preachers and evangelists, you know, we're talking about something, but it hasn't connected to our heart. It's all in our head. And it hasn't gone deep into our gut, and it hasn't bled through us yet. And our comprehension, and somebody else is going to spot us for the superficiality or the disingenuousness of what it is we're saying. We're kind of hit and run, fix it people. Most suffering requires something a lot more than that. That's why the whole community really needs to be mobilized for this, not just a few, you know, specialists.
Yeah. Yeah. Here at the Catch, we talk a lot about, basically walking alongside people.
Yes.
We don't talk about giving answers. We don't talk about fixing. Just being there and being with them and listening and. We share our own lives too, where we can connect, where there are points in which maybe our life might connect with theirs in some way.
Yeah, there's nothing passive about this. It's very engaging. It's very active, but it's not arrogant. It's not top down. It's alongside, as you say, parakaleo. That powerful Greek term, you know, is one of my favorites, to come alongside and encourage. Occasionally come alongside and confront. You know, you don't know until you're there what's needed. And hopefully you're guided by the Spirit's sensitivity at that point.
Wow, that's great. Well, Doug, where do we find these interviews if we're interested?
Yeah, well, thank you. It's on YouTube. It's called Hello Darkness, Stories That Transform, and Doug Stevens, I'm the host, so my name's on that as well. And you can go from there. You can watch anytime. You can watch any interview you want that's been done so far.
Okay, so just go to YouTube and put in Hello Darkness and Doug Stevens and
Stories
That
Transform. Yeah,
Stories
right.
That Transform.
That should do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And love hearing from people who have some kind of reaction to it so I know what's going on.
That's great. Yes. Yes. Have you heard back much?
It's starting to happen, and now I'm starting to feel the pressure of, well, I need to respond to this person or that person, and this could be bigger than I thought. I thought I was just, hosting a show, but there's more to it than that because people do get engaged, and when they do, they've got their own stories. So here we go.
Yeah, I would imagine you're kicking over cans, and knocking over anthills and all sorts of stuff is going to start.
Yeah, we have fire ants here in Texas. You don't want to kick over that anthill. All hell breaks loose, and sometimes that needs to happen.
Oh, boy. Well, Doug, it's always great talking with you. Thank you so much. I'm very excited about this new program that you're doing, and thanks for letting us know about it. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited about what you're doing and the fact that you're even ramping it up and going deeper, and you've got some new exciting ideas, which I'd love to explore more with you whenever that happens.
We will, for sure.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, John.
Yeah, talk to you soon.
All right. Will do. Beautiful. Thank you.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. That's Doug Stevens on Blog Talk Radio.
You're
and
to The Catch.
His program
John
is Hello Darkness,
Blog Talk Radio.
Stories Connecting That Transform. And this is available on YouTube channel. And he's just getting underway. So a lot more coming. Check it out. Thanks for joining us. See you next time on Blog Talk Radio. Bye-bye.